They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has arrived in St. Louis. Professional soccer has returned to the Gateway City with St. Louis FC's 15 home games at the historic Soccer Park. Don't miss your chance to see what the rest of the country is celebrating. An authentic soccer experience that you can't find anywhere else. Fast-paced action, tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on the Rochester Rhinos on Saturday, April 18th at 7:30. Purchase tickets at stlouisfc.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The Entrepreneur's Phone System.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Did you know it's your choice where you go for physical therapy? Empower yourself. Choose Universal Therapy Group. Universal Therapy in Chesterfield is located on Olive just west of 141 in the retail plaza next to Brunswick Bowling Alley and MacArthur's Bakery. Universal Therapy.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Step up to the plate in April for your chance to win up to $1 million cash every Friday at Hollywood Casino St. Louis and every Saturday at Argosy Casino Alton.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
Step up to the plate and you could win a million. It's the $1 million Grand Slam at Argosy Casino Alton and Hollywood Casino St. Louis.
We got lots to share.
Listen in your
car
or your underwear.
Frank
Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chick. And we think you'll get lots of
tree-hugging hippie crap.
Not here. No, sir. Not here you won't. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 14th edition of Binion's Playhouse, brought to you by American Equity Mortgage, the mortgage company that all the others want to be, that they wish they were, but they're not. Quarter of a century serving not just the St. Louis area, but now they're all over the country. A phone number we will give you in a moment so you don't confuse it with any other, and a website that's so easy. I love it when the site is just the name of the company with a .com after it. That makes it so much easier. So we will talk about American Equity Mortgage. We'll have a great joke. We'll have some stories. It's a party.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you're here? But first,
hey!
All right, Eon the Peon wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not completely happy with your current financial advisor, stop the insanity.
Stop it!
Yes. That Susan Powder?
That, yes, that was... Way to go! That was Susan Powder.
Stop the insanity.
What happened to her?
She was on fire for
a
while.
She had shaved head, real short hair.
Yes, bleached blonde hair.
Yeah, good looking.
Yeah. Yes, of course, stop the insanity. And get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. You may know him from, if you're a band groupie or follower, you may know him from the South Park Johnny Band. That's
right.
His band.
Southside Johnny Band.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you may know him for something else. Maybe you're in Clayton and with the personal property people, and you know him because you're chasing after him for taxes he's already paid. He's made them.
Yeah.
Back off. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. So you have to listen early to get everything we talk about. Like, if you go, what are they talking about? Well, you should have been here at, 3:15 or something. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
And Rat Boy's working on a screenplay for a movie.
Really?
It's about the broadcast business. And he's got a scene in there. I'll read you, guy. I want you to get up and go to the window. And I want you to yell, bring me some... I can't read this word. What is it?
Cheese.
Bring me some cheese. That sounds like a good movie.
Yeah.
I think somebody had a line already like that, though. I'm mad as hell. Yeah, you need to change that. One-track mind. Give it up for Bruce Lipperst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yes, right now. Anytime. There we are. Yeah. We are brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. And, folks, when you get ready to buy a house, whether it's your first house or your sixth house, let me see how many houses I've had. One, the first one on Turkey Creek Court over by Pheasant Run. Two, you know I've only had three houses? We've lived in the house we're in now for 29 years. 29 years this year. That's not too bad. That's not... And you know what? Once you're in a house, as long as we've been in this one, the thought of moving, it's like my worst nightmare. I'd just rather hire an arsonist.
It's fun. I've been through
but you haven't moved after being there for 30 years with three
or four
kids.
Times.
Yeah, when do you move next time after you got Archie stuff?
Of course, I'm kidding. I hate moving.
Yeah. You add another human into the family, you got more stuff. And I'll bet you he's already got more stuff than you do, Archie.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. American Equity Mortgage will help you get that house you want by helping you with the mortgage. If you need a second on the mortgage you have, they'll help you with that too. Here's the other thing they'll help you with. They'll help you get out of bad debt, credit card debt, best example. And they will also help you by getting you the money that you need for something that you need to pay for and you really don't want to be on the hook for a lot of bad debt at a high percentage rate. Now, I don't know what that is necessarily, and they don't care. You might need the money to pay for a wedding. You might need it for some unexpected expense, or maybe it's just something that you've dreamed about your whole life and finally have an opportunity to do a trip or something. They'll show you how to get the money for that, pay cash for it, and that's called a home equity loan. You use the equity in your house. It's like collateral to borrow money the smart way at today's still low interest rates. You know how to get in touch with them, I would think, by now. AmericanEquity.com. And please do not mess this phone number up because there are sneaky companies out there who go to the phone company and go, hey, give me a number almost exactly like American Equity's. Maybe change it by one number. Then I got to fool you. It's 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage. We've lost a listener, Matthew Brennan. And a couple months ago... I got an email from Lucy, his wife, and she shared with me that Matthew had the esophageal adenocarcinoma. Yeah, just the name sounds frightening. And now he's passed away. He passed away Sunday, March 29th, a huge listener. And Lucy may not know it, but Lucy, in your email, you said the one thing to me that over all these years is the most powerful thing that anybody can email me. It's nice when people say, oh, that was a funny joke. It's nice when they say, I love the story about this or that. Thank you for the video on the Facebook page. That's all nice. But probably the most powerful thing you can say, and it happens every once in a while, is that this show was a sort of bond that you and he had. And I've heard it from people who had kids, and the only thing they could both listen to in the car was this show, because mom hated the kid's music, the kid hated mom's music, or dad, or whatever. Yet, this show, they found something to laugh about. And she makes a point in her email to say that this show provided her husband with so much great material that when she couldn't hear it, he shared with her, because his goal was to make her laugh every day. And that is, what a great goal to have. If you have a partner, at least once a day, make the other person laugh. And apparently Matt was pretty good at that. So Matt, rest in peace. I wrote Lucy back and I said he's listening today because I think they get tremendous reception up in heaven.
Oh, yeah. He's with Bernice now and Moon and Reggie.
Oh, they're all gathered around the radio.
Holy cow.
So thank you for, I had asked her to keep me posted and she did. So Lucy Brennan, thank you so much for the email and for the nice, very nice words you had to say about the show. Window World donations can be made for your chance and your entry to a drawing that will put you and your guest, your husband, wife, guest, whatever, at the table May 16th with Peon and Angela, with me and my wife. $200, folks. Make this work out for me, because if it doesn't, we have to go back to the old way. And the old way was I would go on and say, okay, highest bidder. And sure enough, we have enough listeners that have done well and are successful that somebody comes along and pays $3,000 or $4,000 either to sit at the table or go to dinner with me and my wife. So let's make it a more even playing field so that everybody has a chance, or most everybody, and not everybody at 200, but most people. So at 200, it's so easy. Facebook.com/AM and the PM, or go to frankopinion.com. Now look, you're in the car, you know you can remember that by the time you go, oh, I can't write it down, I'm in traffic. frankopinion.com. That's it. You go and you enter the site. It says enter, click, and it couldn't be plainer. Right in front of you, click here to donate. Thank you in advance. Every $200 donation gets you an entry in the drawing. This is a drawing where you have a really good chance of winning, because I'm going to guess 40 people. Not bad. 1 in 40. Give it a shot. And even if you don't win, what a great thing you've done by donating to St. Jude Children's Hospital by way of Window World. This place has saved the lives of more kids than you can ever imagine, and no parent ever has to pay at St. Jude. So thank you for your donation. And again, frankopinion.com. That's the quickest and easiest and shortest way for you to get there, and easiest to remember. Missouri State University has canceled the Nelly concert scheduled for later this year.
What?
I don't get this at all. I don't get it. Well, you're kidding me? You're a university. You had Nelly scheduled, and what? Now you're going to cancel him for what? Because he had some stuff in the bus? The same stuff every band practically has? I don't get it. And not only that, he hasn't even been really convicted of anything. The guy, his bodyguard, said it was his stuff. So what, are you punishing Nelly for something he may not have even done? And even if he did, then I get news for you, Missouri State University. You better go ahead and cancel every concert you have scheduled, because probably 90% of those people have some marijuana on the bus or whatever. When will we ever stop making it a news story when a candidate stops somewhere to eat? I mean, come on. I'm watching the news, and here's Hillary getting a sandwich or something at some place. And they did it. They've done it with every candidate, with every president. Oh, and yesterday George Bush stopped and had a sandwich, and the camera's there. Like, what about that?
Remember the big deal they made when Clinton was jogging and he stopped at McDonald's?
Oh, yes. Yeah. But I guess my question is anybody going to vote or not vote for somebody because they stopped for a sandwich? I don't think so. It's not a news story. Knock it off. I'm tired of that kind of stuff. Drives me nuts. Okay, this is something that I sort of knew about, but I really didn't realize the extent and the links that the IRS goes to get money from professional athletes. It's a story this morning in USA Today, talking about what a nightmare it is to do the taxes for a professional athlete. They have to file returns in every state they played.
Oh, my goodness.
Their accountants, yes.
Yeah, they would.
In the course of a season, if you played in 10 different states, you got to do federal, and then you have to do 10 different state tax returns.
Wow.
Now, there's got to be another way.
And what about, well, no, I guess not Canada, because you're not, that wouldn't be.
I don't know about Canada.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that that would be.
But yet this, they quote one guy here, he's an accountant, he said, I had a player who played for four teams in 2014. So that complicated things even more. He had four different teams, and each team played in they don't make it easy. Walgreens is going to close 200 stores. The only reason I mention it is I want to take a quick survey, first with Peon. How many Walgreens do you think there are?
Oh, my goodness.
They're on, like, almost on every corner. There's...
Yeah.
35,000.
Wow, that's way up there. 10,000. I thought 10,000 sounded like a lot.
And it seems like there's 10,000 in St. Louis.
On Telegraph, there's like three within a five-mile span.
Yeah, but they're going to close 200. But then it says, that's about 2% of their stores. But then it says this. It says they're opening this year 71 new stores. So I guess it's location.
Closing in areas that it's not working.
Yeah, you close the ones where there's not enough traffic, and then you so I don't know that it's there in trouble. They're just trimming down and scaling back and making it more profitable.
You notice the CVS, they've come into the market now, and CVS is trying to place their stores very close to all the Walgreens
stores. It's like Lowe's and Home Depot.
Yeah.
They want it, I don't know. I still don't know that I understand that, how that's supposed to work.
Yeah.
All right, I don't get this. There's a New York taxi driver. He's been fined $10,000, and here's what he did. He had a couple of lesbians in the back seat of his car and said from the time they got in, they started making out, and I mean heavy making out, and he told them to stop it.
Why?
He told them to knock it off, and they kept it up. He said,
stop it!
Now, I will say this. His language was a little unacceptable. He called them, and I hate this when news outlets do this. They send you the story, you print it out, and it says he called them B blank 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 blank. How are we supposed to know what that is? And he also called them...
How many blanks? B what? B blank 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 blank?
B blank blank.
Four blanks.
Blank blank, yeah, blank blank. Huh. And then he called them C blank 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 blank.
C and then four blanks?
And then four blanks. How are we supposed to know what that is?
I don't know.
But he called them that. And so because he called them that, they got out and they wouldn't pay their fare. So in addition to making out and making him mad, they wouldn't pay their fare. And because he called them those names and told them to stop kissing, he has to pay $10,000. Shouldn't you have the right in your cab to decide what you don't want to see and what you do want to see?
I think so.
If that personally to him is disgusting.
Or he could have stopped and said, get out of my cab now.
He didn't. They wouldn't get out. He threatened to throw them out, and they just kept making out. This is great. Here's where it took place. Here's where they got out. In the meatpacking district. One thing they will never be part of is meatpacking. Hmm. And they said, he said he was discriminating against them because they were gay. He admitted he was, but he said he had the right to. Oh, I'm sorry. When he was accused by the court... the judge, I guess, says this was discrimination, and you discriminated against them because they were gay. He said, hey, don't make me out to be, and here they did it again, make me out to be an A-blank-blank hole.
In court?
Yeah. Now, how are we supposed to know what that means? They said it was just light kissing. He said, no, it was much more than that. Look, I think if it's your cab, you have the right. It's not discrimination. It's what makes you uncomfortable. What if it were a heterosexual couple, and they're doing some of that backdoor stuff in the back seat, and you don't like that? Yeah. Shouldn't you be able to stop them?
Hmm.
I didn't get to the story last week, so I'm going to share it with you now. I'm assuming this man is still on the loose in Leroy, Minnesota, which itself sounds like a joke. Where you live? Leroy, Minnesota. They're investigating the theft of $70,000 worth of bull semen.
What?
From a farm in southern Minnesota. Now, the guy that owns the farm said that he left the barn unlocked,
and there was a storage canister with vials of bull semen, and they were stolen. And he said the only time that was really under pretty tight guard, and I love this, he said the only time that he and his hired hand away from the farm. There's something about bull semen and a hired hand that struck me as funny. So they said the canisters, the total value is about $70,000. They were canisters worth about $500, $1,500 a piece. You know, that's actually somebody's job to get semen from animals.
Yeah.
It is, from different animals for breeding or whatever. You can have that. You can have that job. No thanks.
Yeah. What's your dad do, Jimmy?
One more thing. We touched on it yesterday very briefly. These kids that were on the way to Panama City for spring break. I can break down the booze they had in their car. They were all underage, under drinking age. They were 18, 18, and 19, and 19. So two 18, two 19-year-olds. Here's what they had in their truck. 2,000 cans of beer. It was 100 cases of Natural Light, 5 cases of Corona, 5 liters of Franzia wine, a fifth of Gordon's vodka, a fifth of Jack Daniels, 2 1-3-quarter liter bottles of Jack Daniels, a 1 3/4 liters bottle of Sky Vodka, a 1 3/4 liter bottle of Jose Cuervo, and a 1 3/4 liter bottle of Svedka Vodka.
Whoa,
that is a lot of booze for 4 kids. There's your spring break in Panama City, if you've ever wondered. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Well, as the weather turns nice and the temperatures stay in the 60s, 70s, 80s, I don't know about you, but my thoughts turn to nudist colonies. And I had a chance one time to go to one. We did the show from there, and that's a long story in itself. But there are about 3 great nudist colony jokes, so let's do this one today. It's a family that practices nudism, and they have a son, and they figure it's time to take the young boy with them to the nudist camp. So they've explained to him the lifestyle, and that it's not sexual. You know, they all say that. It's not sexual. It's just a healthy lifestyle to spend time nude. So they get to the nudist camp, and the boy's walking along, and his mom, and by the way, this is a really good-looking family. This looks like a Hollywood movie family. The kid's good-looking, dad's good-looking, mom looks like a movie star. And the kid comes up to his dad, and he goes, Dad, he says, how come, and I've walked around and looked around here, how come there's such a difference in the size of guys' wieners? Some guys have little bitty wieners, and some guys have bigger wieners. Why is that? His dad says, well, son, smart guys like your dad here, we have bigger wieners, and the dumb guys have little bitty wieners. That's what that's about. You see a guy with a little wiener, he's probably stupid. He's a dumb guy. The kid says, oh, okay. A couple hours goes by. The dad sees the son. He goes, hey, he says, Billy, where's your mom? Have you seen your mom? He said, yeah. He said, she's right over there, see? He said, she's talking to some dumb guy, but the longer she talks to him, the smarter he gets.
Let's see how traffic's looking right now. Here's Tim Weiland. He's airborne, Tim.
Okay, we're flying over Highway 44 and 270, and they've cleared that crash on the flyover ramp, and that traffic is rolling well on westbound 44.
Sent him a tech.
Until you hit Mraz, and then things are running slow from Mraz out through Merritt, and then things open up after that. Now, we also have that crash on southbound 55. It's south of Highway 141. The right lane was blocked, and traffic is jammed back to Merrimack Bottom. On eastbound 40 downtown, you're slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270, looks like we've got a couple slow pockets from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. They're working with the crash on eastbound 270 east of Lindbergh. They've moved it off to the right shoulder, it sounds like. Traffic is still slow near east of Highway 370, and then it's going to remain slow pockets all the way through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Accountemps. Do you have what it takes to head for accounting stardom? Learn more about temporary accounting job opportunities at beabob.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
and say this is a stage one road rage alert.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, it's John Carney, and if you need someone to do your homework for you, you should call Allen Roofing and Siding. Getting Allen Roofing and Siding to take care of your roof, siding, and gutters is kind of like getting Albert Einstein to do your math homework for you. Since 1972, their highly satisfied customers have given Allen Roofing and Siding an A+, because they team up the best product lines with quality workmanship. To get straight A's in school, you don't just show up, you do your best. That's the way Allen Roofing and Siding approaches every homework assignment in Metro St. Louis. Hey, don't just take our word for it. Contractor Magazine, sort of the report card of the industry, rates Allen Roofing and Siding as number 46 in the top 100 in the U.S. So if your roof ain't what it used to be, if your gutters are now sagging leaf catchers, or if your exterior walls could use some updating, don't be a dunce. Put down your number 2 pencil and go to Allen Roofing and Siding, the best in the class. Allen Roofing and Siding, located in Ellisville, Missouri, St. Peter's, and Caseyville, Illinois. They'll do a superb job on your homework. Online at aroofing.net.
Ernie Patti Collision Center presents Oops to Peace Theater. I'm your host, Judith Dalrymple. This evening, we'll follow the life of a typical American family living the high life in St. Louis, while the family's teenage son backs the family's sedan out of the garage.
Oops.
The lovable neighbor practices chip shots across the driveway.
Oops.
And the negligent nephew puts one over the fence.
Oops.
Meanwhile, the lady of the house goes to the store and the wind blows a shopping cart straight into her fender.
Oops.
Ernie Patti Collision may not be able to eliminate all the oops on the road of life. Instead, they'll make your vehicle look as good as new. Ernie Patti Collision Center is a direct repair shop for most insurance companies and car dealers, and your one-stop service for all major collision repairs, using the latest technology and equipment to restore your vehicle to its original condition. Go to ErniePattiCollision.com for directions, contact info, and to follow the daily progress of your vehicle repairs online. Ernie Patti Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count.
It's so low, the phones are ringing off the hooks. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're as big as Golden Oak Lending, you can do things others won't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed. APR 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Call now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blue.
FHA 15-year fixed, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
When winter lifts and springtime calls, we clothe ourselves in Carton Red. It's the start of a new season, when new loves blossom and old rivalries are renewed. It's time for baseball, Cardinals baseball. You might not know all the player stats, but you've always been there to cheer them on. It's not the numbers that move you. It's the sights and sounds of the ballpark. You feed off the energy of the crowd and the jumbo hot dogs. And wear the stains on your jersey as proudly as a center fielder. When you hear the crack of the bat, you rise. And whether it's their first game or their 500th, your fellow fans rise with you, and you tip your cap to baseball. Cardinals baseball. Don't miss opening weekend at Busch Stadium, April 17th through 19th. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster grills smoke the competition with a lifetime limited warranty on most parts. See BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Looking for a real racing experience? Put yourself behind the wheel of the fastest carts in the Midwest. The Gateway Kartplex is the only race facility of its kind. So big, it could only fit inside a NASCAR Super Speedway. The Kartplex features a half-mile road course, 11 turns, and carts that speed up to 60 miles per hour. Located just 5 minutes from the Arch, the grand opening celebration for the Kartplex at Gateway Motorsports Park is Saturday, April 18th. For more information, go to GatewayKartplex.com. Sponsored in part by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
America's premier big band musical show is coming to St. Louis's Two Hill Performing Arts Center Wednesday, April 22nd for matinee and evening performances. In the Mood, singers, swing dancers, and a high-energy big band take you back to the days of Dorsey, the Andrews Sisters, and the great Glenn Miller. Get tickets at 314-516-4949 or go online to twohill.org. Singing, dancing, costumes, come on, get in the mood. Wednesday, April 22nd at Two Hill.
Looking for that picture-perfect lawn? Look no more. DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. With their DynaGreen long-lasting, that's zero-phosphorus fertilizer that delivers extended brilliant color for weeks and months. It won't stain the sidewalks, driveways, or patios and can be applied all year long. DynaGreen long-lasting at your independent lawn and garden dealer or DynaGreenInfo.com. You can find DynaGreen at Kirkwood Material.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now, there is a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online. You'll get an instant decision and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes Top 100 company. Go to Cabbage.com. That's Cabbage with a K. K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Or call 888-CABBAGE.
Leon said that on the monitor they have on CNN, coming tonight, a big story about Chris Christie stopping at an ice cream parlor.
Exactly
what we just talked about.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Some things never change. Well, this is the time every day we check in with Mike Evans. He is our connection to the world of Hollywood. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Operated by the same proprietor, Mr. Tom Sainert. They're right next door to each other. They've been in the Valley a long, long time. And to many people, still the crown jewel, the best the Valley has to offer when it comes to food. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. Gift cards, always a good idea. Here is Mike Evans. Wow, did you hear that breaking story CNN's going to have tonight? Chris Christie's going to stop and have some ice cream.
Holy mackerel.
That's hard news there.
Wow, that is right between the eyes right
you
there.
You bet. What's going on?
Paco is questioning Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Bought a 1,700-acre vineyard in France, and it has produced its first vintage of wine. It's a light, delightful rosé. It's called Burial. What does a bottle of Brad and Angelina's wine cost? 25 buh, 50 buh, 75 buh, 100 buh. Answer in just a minute. Final Coachella news, Julianne Hough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Had a great time dancing up a storm. She's a judge on Dancing with the Stars, and she stayed at Dancing with the Stars contestant, Suzanne Summers, who lives in Palm Springs. Also, Tara Reid, Sarah Hyland, Adam Levine were all there. Oh, Rihanna and Chris Brown were also at Coachella.
My favorites.
Not together, though.
Oh, that's too bad.
Justin Bieber got put in a headlock and was thrown out of Coachella for being someplace he wasn't supposed to be and refused to leave.
Good.
So what did he do? Went out and played golf. Not surprised. Also was spotted canoodling with Kendall Jenner.
Ew.
By the way, speaking of Kendall Jenner, she is one of the top five models in the Philippines. 100,000 people headed home from the Coachella yesterday. There were over 20 accidents up and down the 10 freeway headed back to L.A. It happens that way every year. The Coachella Festival is a two-week festival. They break during the week, so the second half of the Coachella is next weekend here in Palm Springs.
I love that. I love that, calling it a two-week festival, but we break Monday through Friday.
Exactly. Odds and ends, according to England's Prospect magazine, Russell Brand was voted the number four top thinker of the United Kingdom.
What?
Thinker. Top thinker.
Top thinker. They say he's a genius.
How about top stinker? His
comedy.
His comedy.
What does that say about Great Britain? Carl's Jr. girl, Charlotte McKinney.
Yeah.
Hot blondie locks with the big boo-boos. Mm-hmm. Fired from that gig. They already have a new girl making those commercials.
Why? What'd she do?
Her phones have stopped ringing. As I mentioned to you a few weeks ago, she is a maintenance problem. In fact, they got rid of her on Dancing with the Stars because she wouldn't get off her cell phone, so she has more important gigs to work on than Dancing with the Stars while they were shooting Dancing with the Stars. Didn't rehearse, basically blew it. They just want her out. They got rid of her. And now other people are dumping her. Of all the women in Hollywood, Bette Midler and Rosie O'Donnell have the most violent tempers.
That does not surprise me.
No.
Bette Midler and Rosie O'Donnell, don't get either of them upset with you. You'll be sorry.
I'd like to see those two get into it.
Oh, homie.
Yeah.
Will Smith's son, Jaden, dresses like he's homeless when he leaves the house, infuriates his dad, Will Smith. The biggest problem they have is the way he dresses. Major League Baseball, how are those St. Louis Cardinals doing this year?
We're 3-3 right now, I think.
Yeah. Major League Baseball is so boring that they did a survey. About 10% of people that go to baseball games at one point in the game will fall asleep.
I can see that. Baseball is a boring sport.
Well, heat, beer, you know, it kind of plays into it.
Three and a half hours.
Hockey's the sport to watch.
Yeah. Ryan Seacrest will produce a scripted TV show starring Reese Witherspoon. She's a hot pocket. Date in history, April 14th, 1876, 150 years ago today, John Wilkes Booth shot Abraham Lincoln. You know, I know we've talked about this, but it's interesting. The chair that Lincoln was sitting in, complete with bloodstains, is on display. Tell them where, Franco.
Man, I don't remember.
Ford Museum in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't remember that.
April 14th, 1912. On this day, Titanic, the unsinkable ship, hit an iceberg, sinks. Born on this day, 1941, Pete Rose. Dying on this date in 2007, old buddy from Hawaii, Don Ho, passed on this date.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Hey, what was that kid that he book him?
Here it comes.
No, don't do that. You don't know what I'm going to do. James, no, you don't. The kid book him Dano, his name was James something. What was his name?
MacArthur.
From St. Louis. See? You thought I had a bit. Wow. No bit.
Are you sure?
Yes, they used to book, there was a company called, I think, Tenholder Travel did it, and they used to package trips to Hawaii, and you'd travel along from St. Louis with James MacArthur. I remember watching those ads. It was a big deal back then.
Wow. I played golf with him a few weeks before he died.
Is that what killed him?
You know, he was from Palm Springs. No, how many, please.
Well, he could have been.
Now you're making me a turner, trying to make me look like a murderer.
No.
Yeah, he lived in Palm Springs his last days. Loved to play golf.
All right.
And finally. Nobody said no.
Well, you kind of threw it off with that, here it comes, and then, you know, there was no payoff for that.
And so finally.
You cannot anticipate.
No, darn.
Come on. No.
Stop.
Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, about a 1,700-acre vineyard in France, has produced its first vintage of wine, a rosé called Muriel. What does a bottle of Brad and Angelina's wine cost? 25 a buh, a 50 buh, 75 a buh, 100 buh. Now, you didn't do well. Everybody missed. Somebody, please, step up and make us proud.
Somebody will get
75 buh.
I'll say 50.
I'm also going to go. I'm going to go 25.
The answer is $25.
Yes!
Whoa.
Yeah, baby! Can't you be in there?
He's back! You almost went with one of us.
Almost. I almost did the 50. Then I thought, do I want to team up with either one of you losers? And the answer was no. I'll go my own way. $25. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, right down the road from Coachella, where all that shenanigans was going on. Yeah, they headlocked Bieber and threw him out of the concert. That's great. He is brought to you, not Justin Bieber, but Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're in Chesterfield Valley. They're down in the valley. Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. Was that you harmonizing, Pete?
Yeah.
Wow. Harmonizing. Very good. You might have him get out and do a guest shot with the band.
Yeah.
One night.
I think so.
Gift cards, always a good idea for Manny Guns and the Smokehouse. There's a C in the word Schaefer, the name Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. We've told you that for 15 or 16 years. And you've responded. You've given them so much business, and your cries from Illinois, please open a Schaefer here, please open a Schaefer here, were heard about a year and a half ago, and they did. They opened one in O'Fallon, Illinois. So now there are 8 Schaefer auto body locations. And I'm sure other auto body shops look at Schaefer and go, what the heck are they doing that we're not doing? What do they do that's so right? Well, those other places need to wreck their cars and take them in there and let Schaefer work on them, and maybe they'll see the difference. There are a lot of things they do right. Of course, any good body shop is going to do the actual body work perfectly so that you can't even tell where the work started and ended. But what makes these people even more special is the way they handle all that stuff you don't particularly want to mess with or that confuses you. Working with the insurance company, working to get a rental car, they make that so easy. They'll take you, pick you up, bring you the car, take whatever has to be done, Schaefer will do it. You're going to love the fact that you know the name Schaefer, and the next time you're in an accident, it'll be a good name to know. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
Let's get our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
They've cleared that crash on eastbound 270 east of Lindbergh. Traffic is still slow. Midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florist and before things finally open up. We've got a bunch of protesters out here on West Florist and at Lucas and Hunt, and that's causing a traffic jam in each direction on Lucas and Hunt and on West Florist. We have westbound 40 traffic slowing from about Grand through Vandeventer. It's heavy again, Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 out through Timberlake Manor. We also had a crash that has two left lanes down on westbound Page right at Highway 270, and traffic is jammed back to Lindbergh. Southbound 270, slow pockets from south of Olive down through Manchester, Doherty Ferry area, and if you're traveling southbound 55, look for a slowdown between Merrimack Bottom and 141 due to a crash. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have great deals on everything you need to promote your business. They have business cards, brochures, and banners to pens, magnets, calendars, even foam fingers. Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey everybody, Bill McDermott here, the voice of St. Louis FC. A new chapter in St. Louis sports is being written this year. You can join me and Bob Ramsey for the entire ride as St. Louis FC takes to the pitch this season. We'll bring you the action on match day live from the soccer park in Fenton, including our pre-match and post-match shows, and we'll do our best to teach Hadley that the pitch isn't something thrown by Wainwright or Waka. And poor Jim Huer, what he has to put up with. Everything Soccer is here on your home for St. Louis FC, KTRS.
Hi folks, Alan Thicke here. If you owe back taxes, the IRS can do some scary things, but there is hope. With a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, it's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the experts at Optima Tax Relief. If a fresh start is what you need, Optima is who you want.
Call 800-731-2474. 800-731-2474.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The Entrepreneur's Phone System.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, a retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, folks, if you're just pulling into your home, please don't forget to go and get on the computer, go to frankopinion.com, and donate to get your entry in for the trivia night. Thank you. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said.
Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A high-speed chase across the St. Louis area, where it traveled and how it ended with an arrest downtown.
Learning the lessons from opening day, the problems the Cardinals encountered getting fans inside the stadium, what the team and fans are saying about the new security procedures.
Paying for better roads, the proposal being discussed that will cost you more every time you fill up. Fox 2 News at 6 begins now.
First at 6, a dramatic high-speed police chase that goes from St. Louis into the Metro East, then back into downtown St. Louis this afternoon.
The chase reached speeds faster than 100 miles an hour and some dangerous and erratic driving by the suspect. It ended with the suspect's arrest downtown. Fox.